By the way, I don't like this new era of the Gimp Kevin and Bean show. You got one arm over here, and then Bean, he's working all hurt. What happened to Bean? I kind of was in and out doing production.
He broke his hand.
So it is a break.
Hold on, let me put my headphones on.
Okay. whoa. Here, this is like this super funny watching you try to put on.
He couldn't even
reach the trash can to throw away trash. You're like a little like T-Rex arm.
Here we go.
Okay.
Who's recording?
All right, that's here. You have it down. It's a little difficult, but you got it. You got the hang of it.
I'm going to have to use these because Allie gave me ones that are earbuds that are not conducive for running a live radio show.
Yeah, you need to be able to hear everything.
You can't hear all the audio perfectly.
Yeah, especially with Bean, his processor went out and he had to go get a new one. And
wow, what a week.
Yeah. It's not good. Hey, but speaking what a week. What a couple of weeks?
4 weeks,
for
right?
us being off. I think it was 3 weeks. Yeah, Dave? Well, Dave, I know we missed three because it was 1 week I was sick, and we didn't record that week. And then the following week was the week where you woke up late, and you went to Prophets of Rage the night before, and you woke up late. I think who woke you up? Did Dave wake you up?
Yeah.
So Dave woke you up.
But before that, it was Hot Topic gigs.
Right. No. But that was just because you weren't here. We
had it on the fort.
We provided
quality entertainment.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We provided a podcast. That's as far as I would go.
Copy.
What happened? Try to remember. So you went to Prophets of Rage. Mm-hmm. You were late.
Mm-hmm.
But you got here on time.
No, we got in a car accident.
Oh, that's what happened. Car accident happened. So, and I didn't have enough time to prep for the show.
Left my car on the freeway.
You left.
By the way, you have 4 hours. You can leave your car on the freeway for 4 hours.
That's very interesting because I thought like if the CHP sees a car that's just kind of abandoned, they would kind of check it out. And if there's no written note, did you leave a note or anything on it?
No, I didn't.
No,
but the LA Metro. Like the tow trucks, they're the ones that decide. They'll come by, and whoever spots it first, they give you 4 hours from the time they first spot it.
That's BS, though, you see all those cars with like the notes on them, and they're like all full of dirt, and they've been there for weeks.
But the Metro, I have the note. The Metro gives you a note. They give you their own note. It's like a neon letter. They taped it on my bumper.
Okay,
on my broken bumper, and they say you're illegally parked, but you know, you're going to have this amount of time, about 4 hours before you have.
Okay.
Last week, I was at the blood drive, sick as a dog.
Right.
NyQuil, DayQuil'd up. Then that day, I figured out what happened. Excuse me.
Oh, that was the day that you showed up about, was it, wait. Oh, no, this is that's the one you showed
right
up.
Right at 5:30.
Right, and then, you were out of sorts, brother.
Then he was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured out what happened there. I didn't go out. I did everything. Like, I came back from the blood drive, went right into bed, took a bunch of NyQuil, and what happened was, is I figured out, because I have an alarm clock on the other end of the room, so I have to get up. I literally, in a daze, got up, hit it off, and went right back to bed. In a daze. So got there at 5:30, and then Allie and Jensen sent me home. So Omar.
Yeah, it's really weird and strange for me because, you know, I did that job before Beer Mug and Chip did it, and I hadn't really done it since. And we have this new White Orbit platform that we use, and I'm really new to that. So imagine me being, you know, kind of like surprised. You're running the board.
Jump on in.
You know what I mean?
But the first time after Prophets of Rage, you were going to have to run the board while I was at the blood drive anyway.
Yeah.
So that was good training. Practice.
It was. It did. Really did train me for it. Yeah. It prepared me.
And the second time where I was all NyQuil'd and sick, that you'd already had one show.
I already had one show under my belt, so it wasn't like a big deal.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. It wasn't like a huge deal, but, you know, I don't have that confidence that you have in there yet because it's about repetition.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff to keep track of, man. It just reminded me of how much that job sucks.
Yeah.
Because you just have to like cross your T's and dot your I's, and it's so detailed oriented. And, dude, so this is weird. So I didn't know that you have to, when you play the last song at 5:31 or whatever,
before you go to the intro?
Yeah. As soon as it starts.
Tell Bean.
I got yelled at by Bean.
Oh, yeah.
He's all, I didn't know that when he starts the song, when you start the song, the last song before the open, he sends out his show tweet.
His tweet. Yeah.
Like clockwork, and the guy's you know, his Asperger-ness, right?
Definitely gotta send it out. Definitely gotta send it out. Yeah.
So I'm like halfway in the song. I'm like Bean, we got a minute, and he's like, whoa, we're in the last song. He's like, Omar, yeah, he goes like, you gotta let me know, and I was like, let you know what? And he's like, when we're in the last song, I'm like, is that, that's where I send out my show tweet. I was like, oh, okay, dude, like settle down, brother. But he really lost his ass.
Did he tell you beforehand that?
No.
Well, then, how about on you?
Exactly. No, he realized it, you know. Yeah. He realized it afterwards.
I mean, Mug should have told you.
After he was done yelling at you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Mug should have told you, but...
But, man, that job is something, man. That now that I, you know, I ran one full day. Just one. No, three full days because you were sick.
The blood drive?
Yeah.
Actually, well, yeah.
Yeah, the blood drive and then two days that you were sick.
The Thursday and Friday that I...
Yeah, you had to take off.
You're crazy. I pushed two buttons once, and it was easy.
And then
I filled it for Omar, who's filling it for you.
Yeah, it was a weird day.
It was easy.
And then cut to this week, where I break my goddamn clavicle on Sunday, and I'm literally running the show with one hand. That's how badass I am. I'm running the show with one arm tied behind my back.
Yeah, so are you using the gimp arm for anything?
I'll use it to like reach down on something for like a mouse, but it like honestly, dude,
it hurts so much to move it.
It can't really, not a lot of range of motion here.
Listen, I don't know how you're doing it, to be honest with you. I don't think I would feel comfortable enough to run it by myself. Now, if Kevin is there,
oh, yeah,
and you have a helping hand, then I'd be like, okay, maybe
I think it's
going to
be harder when he gets back with one hand.
Kevin texted me.
Maybe.
I think it's going to be harder.
Yeah.
Because normally he has to like move things around and faster.
No, it's going to be easier, dude.
Dude, I think with Kevin, because he's going to get in the way of you.
No.
And then...
No,
I think Kevin's going to bump into you constantly and just injure you worse.
Oh, my God. No, I think it's going to be easier with Kevin, but it's funny. Kevin texted me. He's like, yo, how you doing?
He texted you,
He texted me the other day. He's like, yo, how you doing? For the collarbone.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I'm good, man. And he's like, sorry, dude. I'm like, come on, dude. You couldn't have planned your vacation around when I break my collarbone?
That's hilarious.
But, just saying, karma's a bitch, though, man.
So that's what's been happening, kind of, you know, well, prohibiting us from recording just because.
That's why we took September off.
Yeah. Things get in the way.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah, and that was going to be my joke, but sure, go ahead.
I stole the joke.
But also, so speaking of life and things happening and prohibiting us from recording, my kids have minimum day all week.
What?
So I'm not going to be able to, finish recording this episode.
Nice.
So this is going to be...
What do you mean?
The B-Team episode with Beer Mug and Dave the King of Mexico.
Are you leaving?
I'm leaving right now. I have to go pick up my kids.
No way. Bring them back.
Yeah, so...
We'll wait.
So I have the intro. I lined up. We'll wait. Yeah, I'm going to go pick them up in Rancho and drive back. So I have all the intros lined up for you here. I have the audio. I gave you guys some sheets. So I plan out the show for you. So all you guys got to do is go through it and, have a good show, guys.
So I have, I have to run another show right now?
You have to run another show.
God damn it.
So
this is 10% Omar. What the hell? Actually, it's like 50% Omar.
Yeah, I provided.
All right,
I programmed everything up for you guys.
It's 25% Dave and Mug.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo.
Yeah, for sure. So... So
bye, I guess.
Bye.
All right.
I'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
So wait, when you leave, do we talk about it? It says Vegas, Hollywood Park.
Yeah. So this is still part of the pre-show.
Okay.
Yeah. So you talk about
bye,
all that.
Omar.
Okay. See ya. All right.
This is going to be good.
All right. Here we go.
Have
Mugs.
Fun editing this, Omar.
Editing.
See you, man.
All right, Omar. Have fun. All right, time to run another show with one arm tied behind my back.
Wow. All I hear is crying from you, man.
So
listen, when you left me to die with my shoulder, I don't remember hearing you cry for me.
Speaking of which, that's how long we've taken off, or I've taken off, because we've never really gotten to talk about the Vegas singles party.
No.
On August 23rd. So that was over a month ago.
Yeah, which is a fun time. A
lot of great people. By the way, like, I don't know, there's no shout-out section in this, but we got a shout-out. I got a shout-out. all our B-team listeners, all our B-holes, Kevin and Bean fans. I mean, so many people came up to me and at Hot Topic gigs and even at the singles party and said, you know, Squish, and I'm a B-hole. So I want to thank you guys. I had your names written down, and I was going to shout you out specifically, but it's been so long, I have no idea where I put that list. So I'm just going to go
probably
ahead and,
in your shoulder.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and generalize you guys and say thank you to everybody, all the B-holes. Vegas, Dave.
Dude. What was your favorite part, Muggs? What was your favorite moment of Vegas?
My favorite moment of Vegas was staying up until 8 in the morning on Sunday.
Why did you stay up that early?
Let's just say there was a lot of chemicals in my body.
Like?
I can't really get into what specifically was, but yeah, it was a good time. We had great listeners, Dr. Gill.
Dr. Gill, who, whatever, dude, I talked about this already a little bit, but I want to get into you effing up my shoulder.
Yeah. So you go ahead and you tell the story and I'll defend
myself.
So
as you know, party people, and b-holes, my shoulder, I was the first one to kind of kick off this whole Kevin and Bean are going to get injured
yeah.
thing.
Dan was the first one to go down.
When, like Mug said, we were partying in his room to the wee hours of the morning. And why we were playing a drinking game, I don't know. So one of the rules was to do a handstand because everyone was doing stupid rules. And,
right, we're playing a drinking game.
Drinking game, yeah. And why are we playing a drinking game? Well, you don't know. Okay, we have nothing better to do, right?
Also, shout out to Ariel and Ariana and Jordan because they're really the ones that came up with the drinking game.
Yeah,
Kevin
thanks.
And Bean listeners.
Yeah, shout out
yeah.
to you guys.
Yeah, so it was a great game, and it had to do with flipping a quarter on a piece of paper, and wherever the quarter lands, you draw the circle around the quarter and write a rule within that, and if you flip the quarter again and it lands on that circle and if there's a rule written in it, you got to do it.
Yeah. So my rule was do a handstand. Why did I write that rule? I don't know. I can't do a handstand.
Yeah.
So
and you landed on it.
Yeah. Yeah, first Ariel landed on it and she did the handstand perfectly because people can do handstands. So then I mock her for it. Very next flip, I do the handstand. Well, she had a spotter. So I say, hey, Muggs, spot me.
Yeah.
Because this will be easy. So I do the handstand, and guess who doesn't spot me? Beer Mug.
All right, let me explain myself. Hold on. Is there video of this?
No.
I thought there was.
There isn't. No.
Okay. Do you have more to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, I do the handstand, and as I'm going down, Beer Mug goes, oh,
ding.
And tries, he tries to grab my legs, and I land on my shoulder.
All right.
Boom, ouch, pile drive on my shoulder, injured.
So, when you have a
defend
spotter,
yourself,
Dave, when
sir.
You have a spotter,
defend yourself.
The number one important thing of having a spotter is making sure your spotter is ready. And when Dave went down to do his quote-unquote handstand.
I did the handstand.
It looked like he was going down to do a push-up. So I'm like, I've never seen somebody who's attempting to do a handstand prepare themselves to do a push-up. So I wasn't quite sure what you were doing. Hence, when you went down to go do the handstand and you were looked like you were doing a push-up, you just went into the handstand and I was not ready for
you. I don't understand. How are you supposed to prepare to do a handstand?
Not how you did it.
By the way, I've never done a handstand before. I've done a headspin.
Clearly showed.
Yeah. Wait, I did it, though.
For a second, I
went up and straight down.
Yeah. So I tried to catch Dave's feet because I wasn't ready, and he ended up falling right on his shoulder. And then Dr. Gill came up to Dave as Dave was on the ground and proceeded to push on his shoulder.
Yes, that felt fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Gill.
So that was that. But yeah, the long story and the moral of it is Dave does not know how to do a handstand.
And the moral of the story is Beer Mug's a dick and Karma's a bitch because look at your shoulder now.
Yeah.
It's not as strong as this shoulder, baby.
Yeah, whatever happened. Did it ever heal?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm strong like bull. Look at that arm, dude. Boom.
You're not sore anymore?
A little bit, but I mean, it's been 4 weeks, but...
Did you like... what? You never found out what it was. You never went to the doctor.
No, of course not. You know, I went to the trainer before I started my workouts again, and I was like, hey, feel my shoulders. And she's like, oh yeah, that one's definitely forward. You need to do a physical therapy. And then Dr. Gill sent me a video of how to rehab your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I've been doing the rehab, and it's been working, so...
Wow.
So, yeah. Ugh, strong like bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, you didn't get a broken collarbone.
No, not at all.
That sucks.
Yeah. Muggs, how are you doing with your fantasy football?
Fantasy football, I'm in two leagues. I ditched one league, which was a dynasty league, which is just too much work.
Yeah.
You know about it. Yeah. It's just, so I got rid of that. So out of my two leagues, I am 2-1, and then my other league, I'm 0-3.
Yeah, well, that's same here. Well, because I had the fortunate to have the New England defense,
mm-hmm.
which was last week. It got me 47 points.
Beautiful.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Are you in a PPR league?
No.
Points per reception?
No. It got me 47 points, and then I had Drew Brees. He got injured, and I still lost. But are you having fun with this NFL season?
I mean, it's only the third week.
This is week four. This coming week, yeah.
Fourth week coming, but. I don't know yet. I'm mad at my 0-3 league because two of the losses I could have won easily. I had the first week I have a flex position and I could have put Tom Brady in that flex position. Instead, I put Tariq Cohen, who's the running back,
the Bears.
And he got me like 5 points. And then Tom Brady, his first week, got like 58 points.
Why wouldn't you put? Well, that's stupid that you could put a quarterback in a flex. But
yeah, that's just the rule of our league.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you put Tom Brady?
Because I didn't see that I could do that. I didn't see that there was a flex option that I could do that until it was too late. And the thing that effed me was is because the opening game for that week was the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah.
So by the time I figured out, yeah. I could have changed it, but Tariq Cohen had already played. So once they play, you're done.
Got you a whopping 4 points.
Yeah, it was awful. So I'm really mad in that league. And then there's my buddy Jason, who's like, he's won every friggin' league we've played in for like the last 2 years. I just want to beat him. And I played him this past week, and I came super, super close in this PPR league. And he had Patrick Mahomes. And just like Patrick Mahomes had like in this PPR league, like 68 points. I lost to him by 48 points. And it all came down to I had Khalil Mack on the Monday night game, and I had Tariq Cohen. Which, by the way, I didn't know Tariq Cohen is not their main back.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Montgomery was. So that effed me. So Tariq Cohen got me like 8 points. Khalil Mack did really well. I mean, he got like a forced fumble and a sack. So anyway, long story short, I'm not that excited. I mean, I'm excited for NFL and fantasy, but I'm not happy with how I'm playing fantasy football.
Well, I'll tell you what excites me, man. The fact that we're hanging out at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're there for how many games more? How many more games are we going to be there?
I think like 7.
Yeah. We.
But yeah, last Sunday we hung out with a lot of B-holes and people there, and we've had fun with these things, man. And we're going to have another one on October 3rd.
Yep.
That's Thursday, October 3rd.
Rams at the Seahawks.
Yeah. And if you go to krock.com and RSVP, it automatically gives you a chance to get a first choice at the squares where you could win $500. And,
possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, because you get, what is it, $100?
So it's $100 each. For the first, second, and third quarter, $200 for the fourth.
Yeah.
And if we don't fill up squares, which they always fill up, there's rollovers.
Yeah.
So you have a possibility, or you just win every quarter and win $500.
Yeah, and also, only for the people that RSVP, you get entered into a drawing where you could win a 55-inch TCL TV.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
4K Ultra Smart TV.
55 inches. That's big. That's like mine.
And we have we give away concert tickets. I mean, like, we were giving away Bellator tickets one time. And the people at Hollywood Park, all the people that come through are awesome. We play cornhole for jerseys.
Yeah, every halftime we play cornhole and we have jerseys. Sure, we were giving out Antonio Brown ones.
Yeah.
But it was before all that the craziness.
Yeah. So, and those are collector's items, by the way.
Now they are, yeah.
What else? What was it? Oh, food and drink specials?
Yeah.
So it's a good time.
Yeah.
Hollywood Park Casino.
Yeah, RSVP at krock.com, and we hope to see you there. Hey, let's start the show.
All right, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Omar left it all open, so let's see how this goes.
Hold on.
All right, so I just stopped the recording. So that's... Is it this one? I see what I got to do.
I don't know, man. I'm not in the studio.
Wait. Oh, God, this is hard without Omar here. Wait. Okay, there we go. Now... Okay, hold on. Okay, now it'll work.
Nope.
Yeah.
Now, take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby!
All right, this is episode 80 of the B Team.
Ooh, Dave taking the lead. I like it.
I know. I'm going to call this one 50-40-20 because...
50-40-20, yeah.
Nope, that's
bad. 110%.
Yes, that's what we give, Beer Mug. 110%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Dave, the King of Mexico. I produce the Kevin and Bean Show. That's Johnny Cantrell. We also call him Beer Mug.
Yep.
And the one who's not here is
DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
Because his kids have half days or something like that.
Yeah, that was fun. Half days were cool. But on today's show, what do we have, Mugs?
So today we're going to be doing So That Happened, where Beans Machine, with all his drops, all his amazing library of drops that he plays on the Kevin and Bean Show, freezes up during Don't Bogart That Joint in the show open. It was two Fridays ago.
Yeah.
And so Bean, I mean, essentially, he just had to wing it and do all of his drops by mouth. So we'll play that so you can hear what that sounded like. We're going to do Remember This, Anna Nicole Smith interview. Do you remember that, Dave?
I remember the end result. I don't remember much of the actual interview.
Yeah, I never heard that. What, did it go bad or?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I guess
right?
We'll find out. Oh man, I'm having like shooting spasms in my shoulder right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. Okay, we're gonna do a Ralph Rewind.
Rewind.
Where Kevin and Bean host Pure Insanity. What's Pure Insanity?
Or K&N, as Omar wrote.
Kevin and Neil.
Oh, Neil was good.
Neil was good. Pure Insanity. What's that?
That. Oh man, I remembered. It was kind of like a game, I think. I don't remember. Oh,
all right,
dude.
So I get, well, that's going to be in the Ralph Rewind. Also, we're going to go over highlights from the Mall of America West, April Fool's Prank.
Oh, my God. That was probably the biggest Kevin and Bean prank
most
ever.
Most epic one ever.
Yeah.
They got in trouble for that, right?
Not really. They got in trouble for the Blink-182 one.
Oh.
Yeah, because people showed up at the mall there. Yeah, and then we have a bonus track that I think, you might like it. You might not. It's really not Kevin and Bean related, but it's pretty damn good.
It's good?
Yeah. All right, so let's get to what happened with Bean's Machine,
Mugs.
All
right, so that happened.
So that happened. How did that really go down? We're gonna break it on down. We hope to enlighten. So that happened.
So this was a couple Fridays ago. Kevin was still alive. Rest in peace, Kevin.
R.I.P. Kevin.
And every Friday morning, for your regular Kevin and Bean listeners, we play Don't Bogart That Joint. And within the pauses of the song, Bean inserts his drops. And he has this planned out before the show starts. He knows what he's going to play. He knows the length of the time that he has to play it, so it'll fit perfectly. Well, his machine froze up as the song was playing. And there was nothing he could do. And you're about to hear from this clip how he handled it live on the air when Bean's machine. Spasms, dude. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to like host a podcast with shoulder spasms. Anyway.
Oh, I bet it feels good.
That's so bad.
It feels does like, it make you feel like you're alive? you're so alive right now.
It feels like somebody's stabbing me in the shoulder. No joke. So you're going to hear what happened when Bean's machine froze up during Don't Bogart two Fridays ago.
So far, so good.
Hello, friends. I am He-Man, and I want you to read along as we listen to the adventures of the Masters of the Universe.
Working.
Get ready for a lot of fun and excitement. Now, let's start.
Roll out.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
So you just play the whole intro.
Play it. So everything's working.
And this is where
the
drops start.
As the adage says, you give a poor man a fish and you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish. You give him... No.
don't you yank me, loser?
Hey, it's Paul Rudd. Paul, tell me what it was like playing Ant-Man.
It was cool.
Oh, thank you, Paul. So, I think it's working.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
This is where it goes out.
Pass it over to me.
Nothing.
Yeah, because normally there's a drop there.
Yep.
That joint,
I do. I have learned English.
Whoa. Food.
Pass it over to me.
My audio machine is freezing up.
So right there, Bean realizes, uh-oh. Because, and you could kind of tell, like, with that first clip he had, because before, he'll give me a cue of when to start Don't Bogart. So after he's playing his, and you could tell by the end of the regular, right before Don't Bogart, it just, there was nothing.
And you're waiting for it.
Yeah, and I don't think Bean really realizes what's going on until you hear him go, oh, wait, I think my audio machine's freezing.
Wait, before you hit the play button again,
yeah.
Did you think that you did something wrong? Like, did you get scared? Like, oh no, is he not on? Is the mic off?
I thought he might have dropped.
Yeah, which is the worst.
The worst.
Because we got to run in our connection to Bean is, yep, like around the building.
Yeah, you have to run
through doors.
Where you need your key card and security clearance. So yeah, so I thought he dropped, but then when I heard him come back and go, oh, I think my machine's frozen, I was like, oh, out of my hands.
My audio machine is freezing up. Yeah.
No.
Do them by mouth.
Why did that sound so creepy?
Just like the other one.
Let me try it again here.
All right.
This one seems
no.
to be around.
Do it by mouth.
Do it by mouth. Nothing's playing.
Recreate them.
That's what you meant. Okay.
It's my time to shine. I gotta shine.
Let's shine
Let's shine it.
Let's shine it.
I have to shine. Because here I am shining right now. Look at me shine.
So right there, you know, live radio, you guys. Anything can happen, and when it does, you gotta just improv it. And so Kevin came up with the awesome idea. Just do them by mouth. Recreate them.
It was great.
So I don't know if I would have, if Kevin wouldn't have been there, I don't know if I would have come up with, hey, being do them by mouth.
Yeah, we would have probably just been like, whoops.
So Kevin with the 30 years of live morning show experience coming up with that, thank God.
It's so much shine.
Never happened.
Nothing.
Before,
nope. Nope. Yeah.
Just like the other one.
Hello, Pasquale. What's up?
What is that?
I think that was Slay Man.
Lit.
And I don't have another cent.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Scott Baio.
Again.
I rewound it a little bit.
Oh, the culty guy.
Just pass it around.
Call me the host. It'd be better if you didn't suck.
Pass it on down.
And now, two guys who don't know what they're talking about, our feature presentation.
I mean,
standing O.
Guys, this is
wow.
This is disturbing.
Huh.
Look at this. I'm hitting buttons and not. I mean, I'll just have to restart. Oh, there's
oh,
some
now it works. Sure.
Okay. Getting a phone call. Someone to help. Oh, Chewie's there. We're going to be fine.
Chewbacca worked, but there was like a 3-second delay.
Mm. Well, he cusses.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll restart that. That was a.
That's a run through. That's why we do the run through.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's why we rehearse. Exactly.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin Abicho. It's Friday morning, the 6th of September.
So there it was.
6th of September. Now, do you think Bean had those drops once he was trying to redo? Do you think he had those ready? And
that's
why he's like, oh.
Hey, please welcome Pasquale.
Yeah.
Please welcome Scott Baio. But it was fun. I don't think that's ever happened.
Not that I've heard.
His machine freezing up. I mean, I know he's dropped. I know when we were discussing earlier, when I first was running the board for Kevin and Bean before Chip, during an open once, you know, where it comes on and you hear the static, that never happened. So he dropped, and that's before, like, I knew what the hell I was doing. So now I have a song ready. Every morning I have, I haven't.
You're always supposed to have another element ready.
Yep. So Bean dropped, and I was just like a deer in headlights. I'm like, and I think we've played that moment before.
Oh, that's right.
Where it's just like 25 seconds of dead air. Anyway, we do good work here at the Kevin and Bean Show. And when stuff like that happens, you got to be quick on your toes, and you got to, you know, figure out something that's going to, you know, remedy the situation. Well, I think Kevin Bean did a fantastic job there.
Sure.
Good times. All right, so now it's time for Member This, the Anna Nicole Smith interview. I have not heard this, so I'm very excited.
Member this. It's time to reminisce.
So do you remember when this was, Dave? Obviously, when Anna Nicole Smith was still alive, somewhere,
it had to be like
when she had her E show.
Well, I started in '99, so it had to be either. Oof, but we haven't moved here yet, so it had to be '99 or 2000.
Okay, so I have no idea what this is about. So I, along with you, the B-hole listener, BT,
we're all going to listen to this together.
Yep.
And here's the Anna Nicole Smith interview with Kevin and Bean.
And she's in studio, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Are you purposely trying to be a jackass today?
No,
are you going over
I'm
the
not,
top?
I just, I'm just,
you
I'm overwhelmed.
Like you have an out for her. Why do you have an out for her?
No, I don't have
do
an out
you?
For her. Because I don't understand how an adult that has as much experience as she does with all of this can't walk from her car into the building without help. That's
don't
all
worry
I'm saying.
About it. That's the way she wants it. That's all she can.
Looking forward to spending a little time with the lovely Kim. And she seemed very nice. We got a chance to meet her in the studio, and then she had to leave again. So.
She'll come in. Just put okay. down the axe. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not like that.
Stop sharpening it on the wheel.
Oh, just, very nice. Very nice.
What's happening? Is she coming in?
Anna's here, and her lawyer Howard's here.
She said she didn't want to sit next to the mean one.
She doesn't want to
sit next to the mean one. The mean one we keep on in another state, Anna, so you don't have to sit next to him. He's up on that TV screen up there.
I'm listening to y'all this morning.
Oh, no. Hi, Anna. How are you? Good morning.
Hang on. She's still putting on,
she's putting on her headphones.
Ralph, make sure she knows how those work.
I was going to have a
good time. No, you're going to have a great time.
Oh, my gosh. She sounds wasted.
All right, but think about this way. So the guys are stalling because they're waiting for her. That would never happen today.
Never.
They would just be like, nope, we're playing another
song.
That's it. Yeah, they were stalling and talking about like her and Bean and setting it up. That was good.
And this had to be late 90s because Ralph was on the show.
Yeah.
Ralph came, when did Ralph come to the show? 90, 98, 99?
99. Yeah.
Yeah, 99. All right.
Yeah. But, this is Bean was I guess, already in Seattle. So,
yeah.
So this is probably 2000.
Yeah, wow. So, and Anna Nicole Smith sounds wasted. Or hopped up on something. This is good so far.
Good morning.
Oh, no. Hi, Anna. How are you? Good morning.
Hang on. She's still putting on.
She's putting on her headphones.
Ralph, make sure she knows how those work.
I was going to have a good time.
No, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, see, right. Bean? This is why you're bad.
Look, who loves the show more than I do?
Angry at you.
I love the show. I'm obsessed with the show, as we all are. Anna, we're delighted to have you. Thank you for coming in. It's
See, she hates
you. Wait a minute. Let's get into it then. What is it that you heard specifically that angered you?
Well, you're talking about me this morning. Like, I'm not going to be listening to the radio.
Bean. I didn't think you could work a radio. I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm just teasing about that. Anna, we're what is it we said that upset you, though? Did we say anything? I mean, did we say anything that wasn't true?
Or
did we say anything that wasn't true?
Yeah, you said things that weren't true.
Okay. Like,
I can think for myself. My lawyer doesn't think for me.
Okay,
he doesn't sleep in my bed.
Here's what we're referring to, and this is an outstanding time to talk about this. It seems unusual to us that a guy who we know of as an attorney is laying in your bed with lipstick all over his face, rubbing your belly button on a television show. That's not what most of us think about for legal counsel. We're just trying to understand the relationship.
He's also my best friend. He's not just a lawyer. He's my best friend.
Does he have
any other
clients?
Are you sure it wasn't Sugar Pie who was licking the belly button or rubbing the belly button? I don't think that was me.
Yeah, that was my dog who licked my belly button.
I mean, I saw that part, but I'm not that ugly.
No, you were laying on the bed next to her. That's when you made the comment about that's not what she smelled. Remember the part I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's where my dog licked my belly button, not Howard.
Right, and Howard, but Howard was in the bed at that time while the dog
was sitting beside me. So what?
All right, can we? You know, lawyers are people too. We can still be friends.
Can we start over? Can we start from the beginning where we should have started
before Bean got this job?
Before Bean got on the air today.
All right, David, I got to ask you. I got to pause real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the guy they're talking about is her lawyer,
right.
Howard K. Stern.
Right.
Yeah. And remember, this is where Bobby Trendy came out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just looked it up, and the show was in 2003.
This interview.
I don't know when this interview was, but her show was on 2003.
And that's when it started.
That's what I have as IMDb.
God,
yeah.
Seems so like such a long
season
time.
Season 2 was 2003. So that was. Woo.
Now. We all know Bean likes to joke and kid, right?
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem like she's having any of it.
No. Think about it. They were making fun of her, and she's not. Like, she's going into an interview, and they're making fun of her. Well, at least Bean was.
Yeah. And she was listening on the way in?
She must have been. Okay. Yeah.
Let's get back to it.
Would you mind if we just said, Anna Nicole Smith, welcome.
Hey, how about that?
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
it. Fantastic.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
See, here's what's frustrating for us on the other side of the camera, Anna, is that we only see, 22 minutes of what may be taped over several days. So it looks like Howard is always with you, when in reality, maybe 90% of the time he's off doing other things, but we don't see that. We only know what we get on the E! Show.
So you have to talk bad about it?
No, well, let's clear it up then. So how much time does Howard spend with you?
He spends a lot of time with me, but so what?
Okay.
Well, yeah, good we enough. Just think it's interesting for an attorney. Who,
that's good enough.
You know, generally most, has
why that, does it have to be attorney? Why does it have to keep being attorney?
Because you don't think
that's
of him as your attorney.
Him.
You
he's
think of him
best friend.
As your friend. Okay.
So this more than just a professional relationship is what they're saying, which is great. It's good that
I'm
they're
not
friends.
I'm saying it's a sexual relationship. I'm saying
it's a friendship.
My best friend.
Okay. That's
that makes
fine.
Sense.
But you know, and, my hand is sore from grabbing onto her ankles.
Kevin.
Bean. Yeah, but that wasn't funny. You got to
that was
that.
Just a joke. That was. All right, and how long has Kim been with you, and what does she do? And can you see how desperately in love with you she is?
Seeing as I can't think for myself, I'll let Kim answer that.
Kim, you want to answer
Kim,
that?
Kim, how long have you been working with Anna?
I've been her assistant for about 2 years.
2 years. And what do you do in the role of her assistant?
I do all kinds of things, from running errands to shopping to taking Daniel to school, taking care of Sugar Pie to the groomer.
Sugar Pie?
Is that Sugar Pie in the bag there?
Yes.
Anna, what do you think about all that has been said since the E! Show started 2 weeks ago? I mean, you already had a pretty high profile. You were well known. You'd been in a couple of high profile lawsuits and whatnot. And everybody knew you, obviously, from being a Playmate of the Year. But now you're on everybody's tongue right now. What do you think about the reaction to your show and to your life?
I think it's pretty funny that all people can talk about is Anna.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of what you want, though, right?
Funny good.
When you have a new TV show, it's kind of nice to get attention.
Funny good, funny bad.
Funny good.
Yeah. What? One of the questions that people don't seem to be asking you is, are you on some type of a drug?
Or medication.
Medication of any kind.
No. Because
it sounds like it when you talk.
I know. I have a slang from Texas, and it's a lazy talk, and it just looks that way.
It does come and go. Like on the first show, I think it was, you slurred a lot and you just talked. And then they would cut to that scene where you're on the bench, and you seem much more lucid and sharp and...
Well, it's because when I'm doing an interview, I'm really focused, you know? But when I'm, not focused, I just...
In regular life.
I don't... watch my mouth, and I just, I got this lazy slang talk from Texas,
Since it's more laid back.
Yeah, I'm just really laid back.
But Anna, it wasn't always like that. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless hours I saw your Playmate video, for instance, and there wasn't a lot of talking on it, but you didn't sound anything like you do today.
Because
you haven't had a stroke or anything?
Because I was talking, knew that I was talking. It was like an acting job.
You were performing.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now, for instance, as we talk to you, if we didn't know you, we would say this sounds like a woman who is heavily sedated.
You think I'm sedated right now?
I'm saying that you sound, you sound that way. That's not the case. You're telling us that you're not.
Whatever. I mean, come on. Whatever.
Howard, you don't think so?
Hold on. I got to stop it again. Were Kevin and Bean being dicks?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, Kevin wasn't.
Bean was.
Bean was definitely, because, look, Bean, the way they talked about celebrities and stuff like that, they were giving it to her hard. So when they had it on, when they had her on, Bean wasn't going to let up. Like, he couldn't.
Right.
Because that's not the type of broadcaster he was.
Right.
Or, now they would never have her on if they were making fun. You know what I mean? Like, we would never have someone on if we were mocking them in the universe.
Except Spencer.
No, we did have him on, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Chief. You know,
yeah, like, right, Chief.
It was Spencer versus Spencer. But yeah, Bean didn't let it go, and yeah. Ralph was being nice yeah. to her, and Kevin was just like, okay, like he asked the questions that people really wanted to know, like, are you on medication? You know, you sound medicated right now. And it's true, she did. So that's where we're at right now.
All right.
Whatever.
Howard, you don't think so?
Not at all.
No,
not at all.
You're such a hateful man.
No. No, wait a minute. Let me, and I don't do this often because Bean's a jackass.
Do I look like I'm on drugs?
No, but you sound, I mean, there are certain drugs, like if I were on, say, for example, Valium, a lot of it, I would slow down and slur, and that's kind of the sound you have. That's not anything.
I have a Texas drop.
That's not anything that's
like
meant
that
to be
love,
mean. That's
you know?
Just a.
Sorry, but I'm not on drugs.
Okay. Observation. President Bush is from Texas also. He doesn't sound anything like you. There are lots of people who are from Texas who don't. It's not just the accent is what I'm saying. Are you? But you say, and you know, I'll accept your word. Obviously, I'm not going to call you a liar. If you tell me you're not on anything, then I accept that.
I don't lie, and I'm not on anything.
Yeah, no medication.
I'll tell you what, it almost sounds like she needs to be on drugs to come in here and talk with you guys.
Oh, damn.
I kind of want some now.
Wow. Anna, we can't be the first people who have wondered that watching the show, though. I mean, that
no,
is...
No, you're not, but...
That's how it appears.
I mean, you're sitting here right now, saying right now I'm even on drugs.
We're just asking. We're asking what other people are asking behind your back.
I just got out of bed, and I came here to be with y'all thinking this was going to be a nice... little talk show, and
it's not meant to be mean. This particular topic,
it's not.
It isn't.
Just harping on me right now.
I swear to God, we're not. I swear to God,
you're calling me a f-ing druggie.
No, we're not. We're asking you if you're on painkillers, something. Who knows? We don't know.
No,
we don't know.
Drop it. I mean, why are we still talking about it?
Do you feel that you have a good attitude?
Great attitude until I turned on the radio this morning.
All right, I got to stop it one more time. This is great radio because you could feel the uncomfort level in all around.
Yeah.
It starts getting like, whoa, okay, I missed that. That'd be cool if that still happened. I know that Kevin and Bean wouldn't go for that now.
Yeah, they just don't like being mean anymore.
Yeah.
But they were asking, and Lisa was right. They were asking the questions that everybody was asking at the time.
Right.
She didn't want to hear those questions. She thought the guys were being mean. You know, but they were doing their jobs.
Love it.
And, you know, no one has promoted your show more than we have. We're huge fans of your show. We called E before the show debuted, Anna. You should know this. And we said, if you're only planning on putting that on a half-hour a week, you guys are making a big mistake. You've got to put that on 10 hours a week. Half an hour is not enough. That's how much we like the show. Please don't misunderstand. We're
I'm glad that y'all like the show, but, you know, you could like me a little bit also.
All right, let's take a break. Anna will leave if we do that.
Let it be said before we go to break that she looks great for someone who just got out of bed, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Her hair's all done and her makeup's done and you look great.
Yeah.
You look good.
Thank you.
All right. Will you leave if we take a break?
Yeah.
No, we don't want you to leave, Anna.
Why?
I want
to keep pissing me off.
We don't want to piss you off at all. We want to get to know you. Look, all we know is what we see on the TV.
You're not
even
giving me a chance.
All right, let's give you a chance. We're looking for the opportunity to get the real story right from you rather than just guessing based on watching the television show.
Well, you're guessing right now, saying I'm on drugs, so how do I even get an even
Anna,
fair
we didn't
chance?
Say it. We asked
didn't say
it.
You were on drugs. We said no, it, it could have been.
You
look like it. You sound like
it. You said I sounded like it. Yes.
Well, yes, that's true.
We can say that without a mean spirit because you do. It's all right if the answer is
no. And if you're not, that's fine. Now we got it. We haven't brought it up again.
But it doesn't mean that we're
y'all
being
suck.
Jackasses.
Y'all suck.
She's right. You do kind of suck.
You do suck, man.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't come here to get all beat up
Anna,
on. I came
we're
here
not beating
to
up.
Promote
listen,
my show.
Anna,
know?
listen.
For everybody out there, I'm promoting my show Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, honey. You should watch it 10 times. Listen,
yeah,
here's what we...
So I'm
Anna,
out here
we
now.
said you sound like you're on drugs. You said I'm not on anything. And we said, fine, we haven't brought it up since then. We're moving on now to something else.
Please. Well, y'all keep talking. So you're still talking about
it. Well, I'm just trying... Okay.
Let's let that one go and we'll move on to other topics.
All right. Let me go. All right. You guys not want me to ask another question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. What happened, Anna, from the time that you were Playboy's Playmate of the Year, you were one of the most gorgeous women on the planet. What happened from that point to get from there to where you are today?
What do you mean?
For starters, you gained a lot of weight.
Whoa! Holy moly. Okay.
Okay, now what? He's just being super, super
and,
dick.
And at this point, I think they're all in agreement that, like, all right,
it's
done.
The interview's over.
The interview's over. Does she? Let's find out what happens after that.
Yeah.
Wow. Hold on. What that? I can't. I don't even remember a time like this on the Kevin and Bean show. Holy! Were you working here?
Yeah. I think.
Do you
so.
Remember this?
No.
Wow. This is uncomfortable. I love it.
I didn't gain a lot of weight.
Mm. Now, is this one of these deals where I have to say it just looks that way on TV and you have to tell me that it's not true?
I've gained a little weight. But what, are you trying to call me Miss Porker now?
I hadn't planned on that. I could, but...
What do you mean, what happened to me? I'm still here. It's me.
Okay. From a Playboy Playmate of the Year, though, to where you are now, you look very different from you did back then. Did you get to a point where you didn't care about that sort of thing anymore? You stopped acting? You stopped modeling? You just kind of settled into a different groove, and that wasn't appearance wasn't important to you?
I just wanted to be a hog, so I just started eating everything I could. I just wanted to be a big, fat pig.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hey, are you feeling better about yourself now?
I'm not trying. No, I'm trying.
I'm sitting here looking at you on the monitor, and I mean, it's like you got the smile on your face. You're
wow. Now, Howard K. Stern's
going on being like, hey, listen, he should,
dude. It's so crazy to listen to this, Dave, because I don't know a world where Kevin and Bean are this much
dickish
to the guest.
Yeah,
they're dicks to me. But like to the guest, it's insane. Like
they did not let up on Anna Nicole Smith.
All right, let's hear some more.
I mean, it's like you got the smile on your face. You're getting in your punches.
You know, they're not supposed to be punches. We're just trying to have a conversation. But if we bring up anything that's negative, then it's a punch.
I came here to, you know,
what do you want to talk
y'all
about,
show.
Anna?
Y'all asked me to come here. I didn't come here for this abuse. So
what do you want to
leaving.
Talk about?
I'm talking about I'm going. Goodbye.
I'm okay. Bye. Well, we're glad you thanks
this
for
is ridiculous.
Well, how do you think that went?
Apparently, this is why other people don't ask any questions of Anna, because she gets pissed.
Apparently, Larry King had it right, I guess.
Yeah, just walked out.
Well, you know, you're going to... You guys can take that break now.
Thanks for your help.
That break that we need to take?
Yeah.
See you, Anna. See you, Howard.
Bye,
thanks,
Kim.
You guys.
See you, nice meeting you.
Enjoy, bye now. Enjoyed that.
Still in the air, by the way.
Well, I don't think that was our fault. I'm sorry. You wanted to ask some questions, and...
Well, I think it didn't help that she came in mad because she heard us talking negatively about her.
What she hears the problem. Is what America is saying, well, and she had an opportunity to set the record straight, and she doesn't even want to know what America's saying.
But if people were saying, you know, how fat I was and everything leading up to an interview, I probably wouldn't walk into a room with the best attitude either.
Yeah. Well, we've had better interviews.
Yeah, she's obviously, I don't blame obviously sensitive to it, but, you know, well, maybe too much so.
I feel bad. I'm not trying to hurt.
Yeah, you do.
No, I wasn't trying to hurt her feelings.
That's the one thing we know is not true.
Don't insult me.
You feel bad. I wasn't trying to hurt her feelings. I was trying to find out. I'm trying to figure out how she got from point A to point W. Like I said earlier, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is what happened to this woman?
But you said, from being one of the most beautiful women in the world to where you are now, how did that happen?
Right.
Instead of saying, you seems like you put on some weight. What? How did you gain all the weight? You know,
that wouldn't have gone over any
better,
Ralph.
That's
it,
much better.
But it's like the way you say, you were so beautiful, and now today you look like this. I mean, that's a kind of a shot.
Here's the point, though, Bean. Here's the point.
It's a shot. It is.
Here's the point. The point is that they were mad when they walked in, and then we made them more mad by asking about the drugs.
And the lawyer thing.
And the lawyer. And then they were really, really, really mad. And that's when you came with the weight.
Well, I think he figured this was his last chance.
I don't know, maybe one softball, and then come back.
Well, I was thinking in general, it would have been nice to kind of make nice and talk about the show, and then when
that's
you came back.
That's what I kept trying to do.
No, you said, a lot of people haven't asked you, but are you on drugs? You came in with the drugs, he came in with the weight. We didn't have a chance to soften him up. I thought maybe we'd have a little small talk, relax the room a little bit, and then you could get into some tougher questions later.
Well, we'll do it again when she comes in next time.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Oh, so that was the famous Anna Nicole Smith interview.
Most awkward interview ever on the Kevin and Bean show?
Awkward? That wasn't awkward. That was just mean. And but was like, it the meanest? I don't know. It's up there.
God.
But yeah, the Anna Nicole Smith show, aired from August 4th of 2002. So they said it was a couple of weeks after the premiere. So this must have been in 2002 until October 7th in 2004. And then she tragically passed away in 2007.
Rest in peace, Anna.
From a drug overdose. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to her memory on behalf of the Kevin Bean Show for that. That was rough.
Rough, man.
But funny.
Funny, still funny.
All right.
But that's one of those legend. But you know what, man? That's why people love Kevin and Bean, because they weren't afraid to ask the questions. And Lisa was absolutely right. And Ralph was right of maybe you guys went about it the wrong way. And they're like, look, we tried.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of Ralph, this is going to be the Ralph Rewind, where Kevin and Bean host Pure Insanity. And I think this is where Ralph brings in clips.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean hosting a public access show.
That's what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we going to play this live, or do you want this to be a drop-in?
This will be a drop-in.
Drop-in.
Ralph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
You're fired up today, I see.
I'm fired up and a little nervous.
Man, really? I've not seen you. Why are you nervous?
Because I may be risking both my professional and personal life here by airing these clips that I have for you today.
You might be risking your life.
The reason you guys don't have them is because I was up all weekend. The person who gave these to me, who asked to remain nameless, was a listener. But we have some video, audio clips of a television show that may put this whole reality TV thing into perspective.
Is that right?
Yes. If you're like me, the reality TV thing has just gone too far.
Gone way too far.
Yeah, way too far. Most importantly, I think because of this fear factor thing, which, as Lisa and I were talking about off the air, just the most heinous thing about this show is the things they make people eat. And as an entertainment critic and historian, I thought I would try to go back and try to find the source of where this all began.
The germ.
And I'm lucky enough, through some research and through a friend of mine, I've been able to come across. Imagine if you were like a historian, you're able to go back and find the exact moment that Hitler started the Nazi Party.
Oh,
I mean,
wow,
that would be
yeah.
significant.
Right,
sure.
right.
Or if you found a critical event in Charlie Manson's childhood that set him on his horrific life path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or if you decided you could go back in time and see the day that Doc decided a career in radio.
Right.
Yeah, if you can go back and see just the heinous moments. Heinous moments of what happened to make things the way they are currently.
Right.
You travel back in time.
You found that moment for Fear Factor?
Today, I have found...
The day television started to suck.
Okay.
Now, we're getting this tape sample that I have carbon dated, so we're not exactly sure the date that this thing was put together.
Right.
But we're guesstimating it's about 10 years old.
Okay.
You had to carbon date it?
For
10 years ago.
Play along, Lisa.
Okay.
So this is when reality television started to go bad.
Okay.
When the process of making people eat crappy things on television first began.
Okay.
Hello, America. We're live in Santa Barbara, California, where we asked, what's the most outrageous thing you would do on national TV? It's Pure Insanity. You'll see five fearless athletes challenge the limits of human endurance for the chance at $5,000 cash.
See what that is.
Wait for it.
Hi, and welcome to Pure Insanity. I'm Kevin. And I'm Bean. And today we've got five brave contestants, a panel of 12 judges, and thousands of screaming onlookers here on Santa Barbara's East Beach. As we ask the age-old
and time-honored question,
what's the craziest thing you'd do on television?
For a chance at $5,000.
Wow.
I have
a copy of a television show called Pure Insanity.
How did you get a copy of this?
Which is maybe the worst television show I have ever, ever, ever seen.
Wow, remember when $5,000 was a lot of money, by the way?
How have I never heard of this?
Well, because obviously they're deeply, deeply ashamed of it, Lisa, as well they should be.
Let me tell you what happened. They contacted us. They said, you want to do a TV show? We didn't know what... When was this? 10 years ago?
It had to be.
10 years ago, they contacted Bean and I, and we had never done TV, as you will hear, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we did this pilot episode, and then they said, if it gets picked up, be ready to film the first episode in Hawaii on such and such a date. So Bean and I put in the dates in our little books.
This was the pilot, right. The pilot. Exactly.
So then, as the date got closer and closer, we said, hey, you know, I haven't heard anything of you, but the dates, they haven't called us back, so the dates are still in, so we're going to go to... And then finally, it got to be about the week of, and we called and we said... We haven't heard anything, and they said, "Oh, they're already in Hawaii shooting." They replaced
with not
us.
You.
They replaced us without even telling us that they were going to replace us. They just went on their merry way without us because we were so awful.
Well, luckily, they replaced you with.
I don't remember who it was, but I do remember that Alan Hunter, original MTV VJ, was on this show.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about him.
Ralph, you don't have the whole show, do you?
So my man's Kevin and Bean here. gave away $5,000 for a guy to drive an ATV through some eggs and some feathers.
We did.
For a guy to jump into a pool full of water, fish, and manure.
We did.
And dig out some clams. And
I honestly don't remember that at
all.
For
a pair of human hot dogs, two guys dressed as hot dogs walking across hot coals.
We did that, yeah.
But more importantly, you know, the guys who bitch about Fear Factor, what do you have to eat?
Yeah.
Here's what Kevin Bean wanted some guy to eat for $5,000.
Welcome back to Pure Insanity. We're here with Paul Maillet. Paul is about to push back cultural frontiers and the boundaries of breakfast. Yes, Paul has agreed to sit down and eat a big, fluffy mealworm omelet.
Yeah! Nice.
As we speak, Bean is with the master chef, Alon Lejonter, who is cooking up 100 top-grade, brand-fed jumbo mealworms.
Yeah, that was Alon Hunter, by the way.
Yeah.
Alon Hunter.
Chef? See, there was like a French name for him because he was a French chef making an omelet.
Wow, mealworms are such an innocent time now where you see sheep eyes that they have to eat on Fear Factor.
How bad were we?
Stunningly bad. Mind-numbingly bad.
Wow.
Here's Bean with Alon Hunter making the mealworm omelet.
Chef, how do you feel here today? You look good.
Well, I feel very good. The eggs are very fresh, and the mealworms are ready to be et.
All right, we got a little eggs, we got a little cheese, little onions. Here are the babies. These are the bad pups right now. We call these grubs around these parts. Now, for thousands of years in other cultures, people have been eating these, sometimes by choice, sometimes by necessity. We're going to see some eaten right here on the stage today by our friend Paul. And our Pure Insanity experts tell us that they are not only cute and nutritious, but they are perfectly harmless.
Unless, of course, they're cornered.
Woo! If they're cornered, then they're dangerous.
Come on, it was a written line, man.
These are the bad pups, by the way. Nice work there, Bean. Working
that's
bad
what we call
pups
them in these parts.
In these parts, they're called grubs.
I haven't thought about this show in 10 years.
I can see why.
Since we drove back from Santa Barbara, I haven't thought about this show.
That wasn't bad enough. They wanted this guy to eat an omelet full of mealworms. Originally, they wanted him to eat cockroaches, but apparently the producers nixed that idea. Here's a clip.
Experts have warned us that an entire bowl of cockroaches would give our buddy Paul here serious gastrointestinal distress.
In other words, he'd throw up?
Exactly. But the worms have met with the approval of your judges and the Pure Insanity Commissioner. And what the heck, they're still pretty gross.
You guys missed your calling.
Are we done?
No.
It's insane!
I thought this was gone forever, and I was happy with that.
I have unearthed Pure Insanity. The two guys who mock Fear Factor for giving $50,000 to people who eat worms and bugs had a guy eat a mealworm omelet for $5,000.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I feel like? I feel like one of these war criminals who moved to the U.S. and has been living a quiet, peaceful, law-abiding life for 40 years, and then somebody comes up from his past and says, it was you!
I'm the Simon Wiesenthal of television. That's who I am, you TV Nazis.
But we've proven ourselves now to not be making that kind of television for 10 years, so I think we should be allowed to live lives like we want to.
Oh, I don't think so.
Hasn't the statute of limitations expired on the grief we
not
get
on
over
murder,
this show?
Not the way you killed television.
All right, what's next?
Then this is spectacular. It's you two guys doing play-by-play commentary of this poor schmuck who's eating a plate full of mealworms.
Looks like it might be down to the wire. The clock is running. You only got 60 seconds here, Paul. You got quite a bit of food left on the plate. Kevin, will he make it?
Oh, I don't have any idea. It's just fun watching.
Well, some things haven't changed.
Was that scripted?
The day television started to suck.
The improv classes being through a curve.
No, it
Kevin,
turns...
do you think he's going to win? I have no idea. It's just fun watching.
I have no defense.
And it is fun watching, folks. And finally, we have the exciting conclusion of Bean really wrapping everything up for us here.
I believe we may have seen enough. In television land, that's a little something we like to call true commitment. Let's hear it from Pablo.
The day television started to suck.
Where is
Bean's
television
first
land?
TV show. Now he knows what they're calling things in television land. It's called true commitment. A phrase never used outside of television land, as far as I know.
Well, Ralph, you wouldn't know
it's
this.
It's one of those rare television terms.
That's right, Bean.
Only people on TV know.
Ralph wouldn't know about that.
You wouldn't
because
know
he's
this.
Not.
But those of us who hosted Big Time Network TV shows had to go live at a place called television land.
And they gave you a glossary of terms.
Wow.
And finally, the wrap up, Kevin with his giant puffy hair, his mullet, Bean with his ponytail and flip-flops. Say goodbye to all of us in television land.
Well, I'm Kevin. And I'm Bean, and that's our show, Pure Insanity. The next stop will be who knows where. Listen to your radio. We'll be out there somewhere.
That's a threat if ever I heard one.
Or not.
The next stop is going to be whoever the next poor sucker host is of this program, because they're obviously not inviting us back.
The day television started to suck.
Now, as everyone knows, that was not successful.
Well, true.
That's what it was.
Wow. So Ralph just ribbing on Kevin and Bean for sucking.
For sucking at TV, being a TV host.
Huh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Muggs, where were you on April 1st of whenever the America was
2000 and something. Yeah. I don't remember, but I do remember before even listening to the show, working for the show, hearing about this insane April Fool's prank. Now, Kevin and Bean were known for their April Fool's pranks. I mean, they had one time they had Big Boy come in and host the show on K-Rock, and then they went to Power 106 and did his show. They also did a, are we allowed to talk about the Blink-182 thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where they told people to show up. What parking lot was it?
It was Ontario Mills.
Ontario Mills, where there was going to be a free show in the parking lot with Blink 182, and tons of people showed up. And of course, it was an April Fool's prank. Now, this one is Mall of America West. Explain this to me, Dave, because I'm not familiar with this one.
This was probably the best prank that Kevin and Bean have done. And they were saying, because remember in Minnesota, there's the Mall of America, which is a giant mall with an amusement park and stuff like that. So they were saying that the Mall of America West was opening in Anaheim. And they had taped interviews with Eric Karros and Mike Piazza, like, come on down to the Dodger store. They're here.
Wow.
And talking about all these other stores that were there and the amusement rides. And people were driving up and down the 5. They never gave an exact location. They're like, yeah, we're down in Anaheim and off the exits of blah, 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 blah. And I remember I was in community college at the time. I wasn't working here. And I thought, man, I wish I didn't have class today because I want to go. This sounds awesome. And so many people went and looked for it.
Jesus.
So I guess we're going to play highlights from the actual broadcast of the Mall of America West. And this is a drop-in.
Drop-in.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. It's lightning at 5:35. Normally, you'd be hearing Kevin and Bean's voices about now. They are doing a live broadcast. At least they were supposed to be doing a live broadcast from Anaheim. Oh, hold on just a second.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys, yeah.
It is amazing that this radio station ever, ever began broadcasting in 79? It is amazing that K-Rock exists.
Wasn't Scott Mason at K-Rock at the beginning, though? I mean, how did they get the transmitter up over his dead body?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, we're broadcasting today live from the Mall of America West, and this has been planned for quite some time, and of course the engineering department is still trying to figure out how to hook up the microphone so that we can actually be heard on the radio without calling in on the phone.
The Kevin and Bean Show, we're broadcasting live today from the world's largest mall, the new world's largest mall, the Mall of America 2 is what it's called.
I think West, Mall of America West, I think is what they call it.
Right.
Kevin is having nothing but trouble today getting the name of this mall right.
Gee, that's a surprise.
Yeah, it's not like it's not in like 100-foot letters everywhere we look down here. You know, I think the amazing thing, Kevin, is this time apparently we knew we were on the air, which is so much better than apparently a couple of minutes ago.
That's true.
We have not worked out the kinks, I guess because we haven't done enough live broadcasts. I think that's been our biggest problem. But yeah. We are very excited to be the only radio station that is authorized to broadcast live from here today. It is the grand opening. There was some sneak preview action, I think, over the weekend is what I've been told at the Mall of America West. But today is the grand opening to the public. Doors have been open for about 11 minutes now. If you want to come on down, it's super easy to find. You can take any of the Anaheim exits right off the 5, and obviously it's giant, so you're not going to miss it. This place, we have seen, I mean, we barely scraped the surface of it just walking around here during the show.
You could come down here now, spend all day, go home at like 5 tonight and see half of it.
It's like Disney World or something. You have to take 4 days.
Let me tell you, because I was just in, Don and I went to Minnesota last October, and we went to the Mall of America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is bigger than that by 600,000 square feet, but we went out there, and this is no joke. People do, because there's so much shopping in one location, people really do travel from around the country and even from other countries to fly in. There are hotels. You know, of course, Anaheim already has tons of hotels, but out there in Minnesota, they built all these hotels near the mall just for people who want to come and spend a day or two shopping.
Right.
I mean, it really is. I mean, you think about, like, this area is not already popular enough
with Disneyland and with Knott's Berry Farm. Now to have a mall of this size here, it really is just going to do so much for Orange County.
Let me read down some of the stores. I know my wife especially is a huge shopping fan. Any new mall, she's thrilled. You got your Bloomingdale's, your Macy's, your Nordstrom stores like that. And then you've got, it seems like 100,000 of these little, you know, Gap Kids, Kids R Us, Limited 2, you know, Jeans West, Oak Tree, Pacific Sunwear, Structure, you know, Guess, Hot Topic, the original Levi's store. Going to the game, a lot of sports memorabilia type stores, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm just, all I'm hearing is your lips flapping right now because you haven't said what I want to hear yet.
Planet Hollywood, I'll
get to it. Two Dairy Queens.
Yeah. Really?
Two Dairy Queens in the Mall of America West.
How
one at each
cool.
end. I know.
We're busy all day. We're just going to go back and forth from one to the other.
And we are in the Macy's wing now, a few feet away from where we started last hour. And we're in a store, some sort of a food store that seems to sell a lot of cheese, Kevin.
Yes, the name of your store, sir?
Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. And cheese, you're the manager of the store?
I'm sorry,
I don't mean to laugh. I apologize.
My name is Bob Soule, and I'm the assistant manager here at Cheese Please.
Now, Bob, is this the first of these locations in California?
It is the first one in California, actually, yes.
But you're around other parts of the country?
Yes, we opened in Wisconsin. And
oh,
then
what a surprise.
Well, that's where a lot of our cheese is manufactured. So.
Right, I see. And it's hard for me to imagine that there's a store that really just deals in cheese. Is there enough stuff that you can sell to make it worth your while?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a wide variety of cheeses. You know, it's not like where you go to a Hickory Farm store. Cheese is really secondary to them, where they have the sausages and the pork products and the crackers. We are exclusively cheese.
What kind of specialties do you have here at Cheese Please?
Well, some of our more popular cheeses have been in the past the Jarlsberg, the Gouda, the Camembert, the Brie, Parmesan, Romano, Ricotta, Mozzarella, Jack, Wensleydale, Limburger, Stilton,
cheese.
Roquefort.
That's a lot of cheese. Now, do people buy all of those flavors, or do they just come in for two or three?
You know, it depends on what your personal preferences are, whatever your taste is. I'll tell you, though, we do have some very exciting new cheese products that I wanted to tell you about.
There's no way any cheese can be exciting, but go ahead.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, we have a new non-dairy cheese.
They've made cheese without using a cow at all?
That's right. Because, you know, there are people that still, unfortunately, do suffer from lactose intolerance. We now have a non-dairy cheese. By the way, we do have a new line of cheeses that just came in. They just started distributing out of the Vatican as of last Friday, which I believe was Good Friday.
That's right.
It is papal-endorsed cheese.
What the hell is that?
This is a cheese that has been endorsed by the Pope.
Right.
And they have a company out of the Vatican. It's called Cheeses of Nazareth. And
all right, Bob's a comedian. Bob is not only the assistant manager of Cheese Please.
Absolute truth.
Right, listen, we got to move on because there's about 1,000 stores in this damn mall.
That is correct. It opened at 6 o'clock this morning here in Anaheim, just off the 5. You can't miss it. Obviously, you've been seeing the thing go up for the last 8 months or so. But it is a real treat to be here as the only radio station at the grand opening, in part because we have the K-Rock store.
And we have with us Mike Piazza. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very good. How do you like the mall so far today?
Well, I'm kind of asleep, you know. It's kind of an early morning for me, but I'm glad to get out here. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like this. It's really incredible.
You take the monorail in from the parking lot to get to this location in the promenade, did you?
No, actually, I pulled up to the valet over at Saks. I needed to get some cologne and some underwear, but, I mean, basically, it's incredible. I'm amazed. I've never seen anything like this.
You know, it's good in these mercenary days to see ballplayers out here signing stuff for free, too, man, and that's very cool.
I remember in the minor leagues I played in Edmonton. They have a huge mall in Edmonton.
This is actually the world's largest mall now.
It's awesome. I'm really amazed at this.
Now, Mike, I can't help but notice that you've bulked up about 200% since last season. What on earth was your workout program over the winter? I thought I was big. I look at you, man, and I go, whoa.
Well, I worked extremely hard. I mean, I worked with a lot of professional trainers, and you know, it's amazing too, I think, for me, and on a serious note, really how important diet is. And I really just monitored my diet. I worked hard, tried to throw up a lot of weight and get as strong as I could. So just a lot, every day dedicated is working as hard as I could.
It worked, and I think I'm in love with you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Jimmy, any questions?
Back off here. You know, I'm on kind of a diet plan myself. I had about 8 pounds of ravioli last night, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You know, there's a store in this mall called Hulk Hogan's Pasta Mania. Not a joke.
I got to go check it out. I don't know. I'm going to have to get a cab over to it. This place is really huge.
All right, Jimmy, you got anything else before we let Mike get back
to the kids? Mr. Piazza here, all right? Everybody just back off.
So you're going to sign him as long as you can until you got to leave for the park today, and then good luck against the Phillies, and we're looking forward to a great season, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys. See you soon.
Mike Piazza, the Dodgers. Let me just interrupt and say I want to thank Jimmy for not attacking Mike when he saw him.
You're welcome.
We are right now in the best store in the whole damn mall. And we're actually proud to be here for the grand opening today because this is an idea that we have kicked around at K-Rock for years, and that's a way for K-Rock listeners to get K-Rock merchandise. Right. Now we have a place that every day of the year you can come down to the K-Rock store and buy your stuff.
Do you have somebody that you want to talk to?
Yes, what's your name, sir?
My name is Josh.
Welcome to the K-Rock store. You know you're one of the first customers here.
Yes, I do.
You are a big K-Rock fan?
Yes, I am. 24 years.
24 years. Do you recognize Fatty standing here? That's Big Ted.
Yeah, I've seen Fatty before.
he's an awesome man, isn't he?
Yeah, quite a specimen, right?
Obviously, it's a cool store, but what are you looking for in particular? Any item?
Yeah, K-Rock t-shirt.
Ted, are you ringing up people here at the store? What are you doing?
Yeah, can you guys hold on real quick? Okay, ma'am, this is
You know what we have? Ted reminds me, we have the Ted action figure.
Wait, what? I didn't see that.
Look at this. Hold on. Look at this. It's a little Chad doll.
Oh, look at this.
And you pull the little thing on the back. Wait, listen. Let me see if I can put the microphone up there.
Feed me.
Let me hear that again.
All right, hold on.
I don't know.
You know, the Tad action figure is actually smarter than the real Tad.
A higher IQ. Let me try it again.
It's fun to be fat.
Oh, this is hilarious.
I want one.
So anyway,
more. Hold on.
Hey kids, check out my penis.
I'm not sure that is necessarily. Hold on, one more. Hold on. It's the big Tad action figure.
Hey, how about that?
Tad, any thoughts here?
Feed me.
Wow. So they made it sound like they were actually
at
the mall.
They were there broadcasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They had sound effects going and the whole nine. Well, people were mad?
I don't think they were mad. I think they were just like, oh my God, you got me. Because they did.
Wow.
And people still talk about it today.
What was their last April Fool's prank? Because didn't management come to them and say no more?
No more, because
Was this the one?
No, this was the beginning. This is the start of it. Like, this was the one that kind of got it going, and people started expecting it. Now, there was Ralph's bachelor party. There was the Blink-182, the millennial babies. Remember, we asked couples to come in and have sex so they could have babies in the new millennium. Yeah, it was crazy. We had some fun times, and then we got in trouble for a lot of stuff. Wow. So we can't do it anymore. Now they send out a note every like before every March. They're like, reminder, no April Fool's pranks. You must disclose everything. And it's not fun.
Kevin and Bean just ruining it for everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Mugs, can we do a little shout outs?
Yes. You know, I wish I had my names like I mentioned earlier in the show. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to shout out Twitter user Geometric Bananas at Lion Girl or Lion GRL 87.
Mm-hmm.
She recorded her son singing the B-Team theme.
You have it?
I didn't lay it down, but I will have it next time so when Omar, we could play that instead of the original one.
Okay.
And she was asking for her fix of the B-Team. So this episode was dedicated to you. It's not a very good one, but hey, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
That's awesome. We're back, finally.
Yes.
That was a good episode. I'm sorry Omar had to leave and stuff, but, you know. It was okay. I miss Omar.
We had fun.
Yeah. All right, so when's our next episode?
Maybe in November?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. Oh, it's still going.
Still going.
And
how could you reach us, Mug?
At KROQ Beer Mug, at Dave the...
Nope.
The B-Team.
Yeah!
The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
Actually, you can reach me at KROQKOM on Twitter and the Instagram, and DJ Omar Khan on both the Twitter and the Instagram. So, yeah, man, that was an episode. That was episode 80.
Look, it's almost about to be an hour, but probably less because...
No, it'll be more because of the drop-ins.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, a little behind-the-scenes stuff, huh? Woo!
All right.
So what's the deal with this Tool versus Taylor Swift track that we're about to play?
I have no idea, much like everything else going on in the show today.
Oh, I know. So, Tool released a new album.
Yes.
Fear Inoculum, right?
Yes.
Is that the name of the album?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the first album in 13 years, and they knocked off Taylor Swift's Lover album.
All time?
No, just the week. She was number one the week, and then they came in and they destroyed. They sold a lot of units and knocked her off of number one. But earlier in the year, someone had mashed up a Tool song, I think it's Sober, with a Taylor Swift song.
Sweet.
And it worked perfectly.
Sweet.
So this is the bonus song. It's Taylor Swift versus Tool.
Love it. Here we go. I like it.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, thanks for listening. October 3rd, come out to Hollywood Park Casino.
Yep.
That's where Beer Mug, myself, and DJ Omar Khan will be watching some football, some Los Angeles versus Seattle football.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. And RSVP at krock.com for your chance to win $500 and a TCL 55-inch TV.
All right, next B-Team episode in a year.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Omar.
Dick.